Oh, well, you just fucking stop moving, Jose.
Okay, is it all plugged in?
Yeah.
You got it?
You got the dongle?
I got the dongle in my bong hole.
Autobots, roll out.
Alrighty, so here today, talking about the school. K-E-W-L. Coo-coo-coo. School. Yeah. Fuck you, guy. Girl, whatever you are, Mother Nature. Yeah, I'm thinking about school today, and, when I think about school, I think about all the shit I did as a child in, elementary school. I definitely used to put ranch under this girl's butt every day. Well, not every day, obviously. I would have been suspended or expelled, which I never have been, but I did it very often. Very often. Fuck you, girl. Still don't like you. You know who you are. That was really judgmental, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, I'm sorry, you're a bitch. Sorry! Anyways, other than that, yeah, school was garbage. I've always been a little bit off, I guess. A little bit of a, what would you say? The class clown that nobody appoints to be class clown. Because I was just, I guess, the clown. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. So, let's skip a few years, trolley over to middle school. Middle school, sixth grade year, So, here's the thing. Elementary school, I used to wear a lot of things, but in different varieties because, you know, my personality, or you don't know, and you're just waiting to find out. But I would never wear jeans unless I absolutely had to, which, yeah, you know, come sixth grade year, I'm like, oh yeah, only gonna wear jeans. So I made it where I wore jeans. Like I set it up. Chloe, you are wearing jeans every single day of this fucking year, unless you wear a dress. No leggings, no nothing, no nada. You're wearing jeans to get in the habit. Like, grow up, girl. You're sixth grade now. You're top of the No, you're not top of the fucking school. You're back at the bottom. But guess what? You're gonna be at the top someday. Yeah, you are. Alright. So, yeah. And I did it. I fucking did it. And you know what I did the next year? Fuck y'all, bitches. I was sixth grade. I'm in seventh grade now. What's up, nigga? sorry. Can't say that. Sorry. I said, Sorry. Not a racist. I love all cultures and all race. But let's move on. Seventh grade through eighth grade year, I was in a relationship. Oh, ninth grade too. Yeah. Don't want to talk about it. Yeah. And then, what happened? I liked 8th grade year, but I also liked 7th grade year. However, I liked 8th grade year a lot more. I don't know why. Can't really remember because, you know, that was years ago. But, let's just take my word for it. Come freshman year, I fucking hated everything again. Yeah, I hated everything, but I don't think I ever said I hated everything before. Flashback, third grade year, I was a fucking asshole, hated every fucking person there was. And you know what? I kinda liked it. Kinda liked that I was an asshole. Kinda liked that I fucking hated the world. Kind of liked that I was, like, an undercover Nazi. But didn't even know what a Nazi was because I was only in third grade. But if you could relate that to me... Yeah, I was a badass. Anyways, freshman year... Not a badass. Well, always a badass because I was born a badass, but just fucking hated everything. Everything. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not doing anything. Friends don't matter. Actually, they do. I was looking for a friend, and, I found a friend in me. Inside of me. Psych. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I found a friend in myself, and it was in my head, and she's a girl. I'm a girl. as much as people like to say. Okay, yeah. And I didn't really have, like, really close friends, and if I did, it was towards the end of the year, but then she turned out to be a fucking cunt, and if you don't know, if you can't tell by now, I'm not a fan of fucking cunts. And I tell them straight to their face, hey, you're a bitch. Bye. Well, I don't really say, like, bye like that. I wouldn't say that. I say, hey, you're being a bitch. And I've handled it for a while, but guess what? That was not something I can, you know, we forgive, we just never forget, you know, because I can't, I'm remembering it right now, and I still, you know, remember you being a bitch. You know who you are. Group of people. Not group of people, it's actually one individual, but guess what? Everyone's a bitch. And if you're not, congrats to you. Congrats. sophomore year. Why don't I remember? Sophomore year was better year. Came back feeling fresh, nice, and new. Like, fresh out of the vagina new. Except I'm not a baby anymore. I'm coming back, not a freshman. No, I'm a fucking sophomore, bitch. Yeah. And let me tell you, I'm a badass. Yeah, so cruising around sophomore year in the halls. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, that's me. That's Chloe. Oh, yeah, that's my name. Sorry. For a second there, I thought I wasn't allowed to say my name on here, but that's just everyone else's name. anyways, junior year, yeah, that one fucking sucked. I mean, I liked it a little bit. I spent 6 months of it in a different school. In a school that you didn't have to show up to, but it was good if you did. I mean, it was good if you did. It's always good if you show up to school, but 6 months of school that it was like, you show up, great, we get it, you're showing up today. You don't show up, we also get it. It's okay. Don't bite me. You know how it is. No, you don't. You probably don't. Yeah, and then, you know, senior year, I don't go to school at all. Because I'm in, you know, either I was at the college, this term I took off, or I just do online classes, and, I'd like to say living my best life. As hard as it was, to get where I am now, I guess, emotionally stable-wise, and, you know, just doing great, yeah, feeling myself, yeah, it was a little hard, but now that I'm here, feel like fucking amazing. I feel like, how could I make you guys understand this? I don't know. All I can think of in my head is like Ryan Reynolds and someone else that's great having a child, and that's it. So it's probably like Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Reynolds himself having a child without the incest and it being amazing. That's how I feel right now. Amazing. That seems like really high hope. No, I feel pretty good about where I'm at. And, yeah, that's great. That's fucking great. Yay. But other than that, let's talk about the malfunctions of school. And where they really done fucked me over. Not me necessarily, I just so happen to be witness of all these fucking fucks. And their fucking actions. Not actual fucking actions, but their fucking actions. We'll be back after the break. Oh, welcome to the club, like, what up, I got a big cock. Okay, so one day I was going into class. Actually, I was going into history class. And it reeks of vodka. How do you know what vodka smells like? Oh, fuck you guys. We all know what vodka smells like. Or if you don't, you know that this smell is not ripe. Or it's just something that you either really want to participate in for it's getting you a little bit feeling yourself. Or it's something that you're just like, oh, guy, what the fuck? So that's the situation it was, though, is it was, oh, fuck. Fuck me, this is getting me drunk and I haven't even drank, you know? It's like you're getting a contact high with vodka, which, I don't know if you know, that's not real. Just FYI for those of you who are faking it, I know what a contact high is. Yeah, fuck. Anyways, it reeks of vodka in the class, and, this guy, not gonna say name, starts with the G, he's not a G, though, let me tell you. He does not look so hot. It's first period, so this guy, he's up and at him early. Really up and at him early, because he's down with the bottle early. So all of a sudden, in the class, he's sitting there in these desks, the ones that you slide into, and he has a Sobe bottle, and it's, that's all vodka. It's all vodka, but it's, I think it's halfway or mostly gone, and I don't think that's the only one he had, because within seconds to a minute or two, he vomited everywhere, over everything. And on that side of the class, luckily I'm on the other side of the class, because all of our desks were split down the middle, and there's a side of the class that has desks, and there's a side of the class that doesn't, and then there's like a hallway, like a little way in the middle for our teacher to walk. I was on the opposite side, but those people, I'd like to say, I'm sorry. Like, that really fucking sucks. First period, your backpack has already been vomited on and or in, and you have been vomited on or and in, and what grade was this? Sophomore year? So this is also it's winter, so you're probably not 16 yet. You still need your parents to come get you to go either when you're sick or you've been vomited on and or in your backpack, sorry. yeah, that really fucking sucks. However, I do believe that guy was onto something. He is into something. It's called the Illuminati. I don't know if you've heard of it, but he's a part of it. And I don't know if I'm not supposed to discuss this because I don't want to get nuked or anything, but this guy would tell you straight up the Illuminati is real. And I don't know about that, you know, because, you know, I can't even... I don't know, is it a triangle or what? Anyways, he's a part of that shit. And let me tell you, that guy was on to something, because there was something about My Little Ponies that he fucking was obsessed about. But then the Illuminati came and those My Little Ponies were there too. So they... I'm not pointing fingers or anything, but My Little Pony, Illuminati, someone... Someone start searching it up, because he's on something. Yeah. So that was interesting. Another time, my school was put on lockdown because, I don't know if you know, most people who are listening or live in my area know what this is or have heard this sound before, but an unmuffled, like, truck or whatnot, you know, an unmuffled engine or whatnot, they make a pop noise. A school bus driver that was there on campus, like, early for, there was something, like, a field trip or something, thought it was a gunshot, so we were all put on lockdown. Yeah, that would have been scary, because and why I say would have is because I fucking ditched. The minute they thought there was a gun, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not fucking dying at the high school. And I fucking bust a move and kicked it out of there. I fucking bolted. I didn't even rev up for this shit. I literally went zoom, zoom out of construction class. Zoom, zoom, having my pepper spray in my hand that I'm not even supposed to have, but don't tell, because I'm still a part of that. I'm still a member of this society. I zoom, zoom, zoomed into my little Chevy Malibu and zoom, zoomed on home, and then texted some people saying, hey, what's the news? You doing good? Or you doing okay? Yeah, anyways, it wasn't a gun. And that lady was, you know, I guess rightful, but come on, lady. Another time my school was put on lockdown was, because the orange tip of the JROTC guns broke. It was off of somebody's gun. It, like, broke off or something. And it was sitting in a guy's truck. And, yeah, that, we were told, I guess the school was told it was a real gun. That time I did not get to escape, but I was in the restroom. The only reason I didn't get to escape is because I was in the restroom and I was confused as shit. Until later on we were like, yeah, we had a lockdown. Which we have the announcements, but for some reason it was like, why am I so confused? I think I was a TA in that period or something. I don't know. I know I had headphones in though too, so that was interesting. But anyways, we ended up being fine. I mean, I think most of us ended up being fine. Another time, this was actually the closest thing to real. A guy sent out a text saying he was gonna shoot up the school tomorrow, so don't show up. That was kind of interesting because it was like, hey, I'm going to shoot the school up tomorrow. I'm just giving you an FYI. You might not want to show up. Okay, thanks, guy. Thanks for watching out for me. Why the fuck are you shooting up a school then? Jesus Christ. Anyways, I went to school. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's kind of silly looking back now. So, sorry about that. My staff here haven't heard the story, I guess. So I went to school and someone decided, by the way, classes were small, you know, people decided, hey, let's stay home today. Let's take a me day. Let's see who shoots the fucking school up today. Let's see if this shit actually happens. Well, guess what? Fuck you, guy, because we got you. Yeah, they got you. They got you. They got you. I don't know what they did because all I saw was a bunch of teachers running around everywhere, back and forth. Tell me what the fuck is about to happen. I came to school today just to get some fucking action. I want to see it go down. Not really. I didn't really plan on it being, but I did bring this pepper spray. The pepper spray was always on me, guys, just so you know. You guys tried to fuck with me, and guess what? I already had it in the back of my hand. Not only that, but I know how to fucking hit. Anything. So I went to school, a group of girls were questioning in class, like, should we tell the counselor? Are you fucking stupid? This guy's threatened the whole fucking school. Should we tell the counselor? Oh my god. Fuck yeah, you should. Jesus, I didn't get the text. You did. You got it. You saw it. You show it. You fucking showed it. Who are you? Give me your phone. I'll show them. You scared? You scared? Well, guess what? This is threatening your life, girl. Your parents are teachers, girl. You tell. You tell. You don't tell. All those lives are on your hands, bitch. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, she decided to tell. Anyway, she was in my class, by the way, so I was witnessing it, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh my god, if this girl doesn't, like, explain, I'm about to get my ass up, grab her fucking phone, and, like, pull her by her hair, and take her down to the office and tell her, hey, this is what the fuck is up. And she's not the only person that got this text. A whole bunch of people in this class got this text. Apparently, I didn't get the fucking memo, and I just, you know, because someone else texted me, hey, this is what I just got. Well, why the fuck didn't I get it? Okay, am I not a part of the school? Can I not, you know, get the message that says, hey, I'm about to shoot the school up? He didn't want to warn me, I guess, because I probably was the one that was up, gone. Well, guess what? Not gone now, motherfucker. You got in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what happened. He got grabbed or cut or whatever they did to him, you know, probed him or something. whatever they did, they done it good, because we were great. We were fine. I mean, besides those people who were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we just went through this. Oh my gosh. Well, guess what? You know, and some of these situations have been real. And, you know, not gonna lie, those are sad and terrifying, but yeah. Recently, though, the most recent one is the cougar sighting on campus, eating either a dog or a coyote, which I don't know, this probably sounds weird for those who don't live around the area that I do, but that is like, wow, right up the neck of our woods, you know? Right? That's the saying? I get it. Anyways, I think that's freaking crazy. And it's like, wow, today there's a cougar on campus, you know, like, go you. You're a hot mom. Fuck yeah. You know, like, what is it? Oh, you're an older, you're like a grandma. That goes for younger people, right? Right? And you're eating a coyote? Great. Like Jose's mom, right? Right? Jose's my buddy. Yeah. And his mom's a cougar. No, it was a real cougar. In all seriousness, yeah. It was a real cougar eating a real either coyote or dog. I didn't watch the newscast or news. I just got the memo from all the children. Because I was working that day. And yeah. That's pretty freaking interesting. I really hope it wasn't a dog and it was a coyote. But, you know, sometimes you gotta take one for the team. And, you know, it's life. It's this circle of life. Yeah. Today we were discussing the ridiculousness of the world. Listener's discretion is advised. Now that that's out of the way, you're all fucking fired. Now, back to business. Number one, jumping jacks. Number two, Southern States of the US of A, baby. You're fired. Will Ferrell, possibly you. You're fired. 9/11, sad and tragic. So was Hurricane Katrina.
Fire.
NASA what? NASA who?
Fire.
You're fucking fired. Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with any of those women.
Fire.
You're fired, you're fired, you're fired. Kiki, do you love me? Kiki, you're fucking fired. Coleslaw, you're fired. To all the ladies who can't pop yo tukey like this,
you're fired.
And last but certainly not least, Jenga, you're fucking fired. And that's all for today, folks, on how to tell whether you're pitching or catching. Word to your mama. Don't forget the dots above the O. Have a good night, everyone.
Fired.
Okay, now I don't know how to...
You're still recording.